everybody. This is Eric Marienthal. I want to thank you all very much for your interest in these solo transcriptions of mine. I also want to thank the editor, Pete Barenbrake, and everyone at Warner Brothers for asking me to do this book, and I hope it provides some helpful ideas for your own improvising as well. Let me take a moment and give you a little bit of my own background. I'm from California, and I started playing alto sax when I was 10 years old. It was in high school where I really started discovering how much I enjoyed music, and jazz in particular. Some of my friends and bandmates introduced me to the music of Miles Davis and John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and bebop in general. I remember going to a club called The Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California in 1975 and hearing Cannonball Adderley live. I'm sure glad I went because, unfortunately, he passed away later that same year. It was such an amazing experience to hear that band play. I mean, the whole band seemed to be improvising at the same time, and whatever one person would do, the others would just react to. It was amazing. But hearing Cannonball, for me, was the biggest mind-blower of the night. He played so freely and with such depth and emotion that even a 16-year-old kid like me was completely captivated. I always consider Cannonball as being my number one influence, and my Walk Tall CD from a few years back is a tribute to him and his music. I went to the Berklee College of Music in the late 70s and studied with Joe Viola, who was one of the world's greatest saxophone teachers, and it was he who taught me the value of serious, heavy-duty, full-on practicing. I mean, we would work on all kinds of classical etudes as well as his own books, and a lot of the material that we worked on back then, I still work on today. I'll get it right one of these days. I came back to LA after school and slowly started putting together a career in music by doing really whatever I could. In 1986, I was working in the Disneyland band, and yes, I could get into Disneyland for free whenever I wanted to. One of the great parts of that job, however, was that there was a lot of break time, so I forced myself to practice every chance I could. During that time, I was also playing in a great fusion band led by a keyboard player named John Novello. We were playing every Monday night in a club here in L.A. Well, one night, unbeknownst to me, Chick Corea walked in, and as you might well imagine, my jaw dropped to the floor when I saw him. It turned out he was there to check me out and to see if I was the right guy for the electric band. He ended up sitting in with us that night, and it was really one of the most amazing nights on stage of my life. Sure enough, his manager called me the next day and told me that Chick wanted me to join his band, and needless to say, I promptly gave my notice at Disneyland. We made several records during the course of that band, and we toured like crazy for about 7 or 8 years. I looked at my passport once and realized that we had traveled to over 60 different countries during that time. Well, after we finished the Light Years record, GRP approached both John Patitucci and myself about our own record deals, and I ended up making my first 6 records for them. While I was with Chick, I played on about 40 different GRP records, including Dave Grusin, David Benoit, Dave Weckl, all the Daves, I guess, and quite a few others. A few years later, Lee Ritenour called me and asked if I could do some gigs with his band. I played in Lee's band for several years, which was really a thrill because I had been such a huge fan of Lee's for a very, very long time. Lee produced my 7th record for his label, IE Music, called Easy Street, and my next record for IE was Walk Tall, which was my tribute to my musical hero, Cannonball Adderley. Besides traveling, I'm a studio musician here in LA, which really keeps you on your toes because most of the time, you really never know what they're going to put in front of you. Being as diverse as possible is what being a good studio player is really all about. Keeping up on your reading, your doubling, soloing, section playing, and being very, very precise with things like your intonation and all sorts of things really are what are needed. When I joined the Rippingtons, Russ Freeman signed me to his label, Peak Records. He produced my Turn Up the Heat CD as well.